This is KCUR 89.3. I'm Kyle Palmer. On the ceremonial final day of the 2016 legislative session, Kansas got its latest monthly revenue report, and the news, frankly, is not good. Revenue collections in May in Kansas wasn't just off the mark, it was way off the mark. The Department of Revenue reporting that tax collections were $74 million short of projections. The state says both individual and corporate income tax collections were down. Joining me to talk about what this all means is State Representative Stephanie Clayton, a moderate Republican from Overland Park. Representative, thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much.
So by now, no one is surprised when tax collections are short in Kansas. I mean, this is now 11 out of the past 13 months, but are you surprised it was off by $74 million?
Even the number being that large was a bit of a shocking, yes.
What are your initial reactions and thoughts about the state of Kansas going forward?
Well, chief among my concerns is school funding. So when we have this type of low revenue number, that is a huge blow given the fact that we really do need to fix our school funding problems. And some of the discussions that we had in House Republican caucus this afternoon added to those concerns.
Governor Brownback continues to blame a sluggish oil and agriculture economy. Is he right?
He is partially right. Oil and gas, we are having trouble with that economy, but that is not the chief cause of this. I cannot impress upon the listeners enough that that is only one tiny, tiny part of the problem. The real problem here is the tax reform bill that was instituted in 2012, prior to when I took office. That bill never should have been passed. We are seeing the logical conclusions of what happened as a result of that legislation, and they don't look very good to the state.
$74 million short, this essentially wipes out any balance the state was hoping to have when the fiscal year ends at the end of June, the current month we're in. What's going to happen? Are there going to be more cuts?
This is difficult to tell at the time because, of course, I'm waiting, like most Kansans are, to hear how the governor's budget office is reacting to this. And, of course, this is a dialogue that we've been trying to bring up regarding true, actual revenue reform and a real sustainable solution for our budgetary issues because so often we're seeing these moves to increase deficit spending or to move money around, moves that we would never make in our own household budgets, are becoming routine in our budgetary process. And I sincerely hope that when we do come back in for a special legislative session, as I believe that we will, to fix the school funding issue, that possibly we can bring up taxation as a true fix to our problems.
You have alluded to school equity. There's a chance you might have to find a lot more money for education. How is that going to play with this news?
Well, I would sincerely hope that we would look at our tax plan and look at tax reform to find this money that that allows us to fulfill our constitutional obligation to the people of Kansas and to the students of Kansas. However, when it was brought up in House caucus today, we were told that we were being too political and manipulative. So we have a long way to go, but I think it's important that that push continue to be made.
And finally, what does this mean for the elections? Of course, 2016, a huge year, every seat in the Senate and House up for re-election. Can any Republican, and you are a Republican, still stand by the Brownback tax cuts and get re-elected?
I suppose that some can in certain areas, but I will tell you that my constituents were set up with this tax plan 4 years ago when I first ran for election, and they were even more fed up with it 2 years ago. Now they're absolutely livid. They want that solution. They want practical budgeting, and I think we owe that to them to bring it to them.
That's Overland Park Representative Stephanie Clayton. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.